We say Kaddish, we say Yitgadel veYitkadesh Shemei Rabba. God's name should be exalted and should be sanctified. And this is really a reference, our Kaddish is in the future tense. We say it will be exalted, it will be sanctified. This is a reference to the verse in Yechezkel, where in Ezekiel the prophet discusses the ultimate war, the war of Gog and Magog. And God says at that time, "Vehitgadilti vehitkadishti," I'll be exalted and I will be sanctified. So the Kaddish is a reference to the future where God's name will be sanctified.
What chapter, sorry?
Ezekiel, the 38th chapter. The 23rd verse. Lamed Chet, Chaf Gimel. I have it written here. I don't remember it by heart either. So what we say in the Kaddish is Yitkadel v'yitkadesh Shemei Rabba. May God's great name be exalted and sanctified. Shemei Rabba, God's name should become great, should be whole. We say that until the final war, God's name is not whole. That God's name is Yud-Kei in this world, because there's still a representation of Amalek in this world, a representation of those that try to abolish God's name. So when we look at the world, we do not see a world that seems to be run by God. We see those that are doing evil seem to be successful. You don't see a world where the sinners seem to be punished. So God says, ultimately, when they will be in that ultimate war, that's when my name will be whole, when your recognition that I'm running the world will be whole, and that's when my name will be exalted and sanctified. This concept is directly connected to Rosh Hashanah. What we say on Rosh Hashanah, when we recognize that God is running the world, we're saying, even though right now, our look at the world, there's room to have questions. How come those that do evil seem to be successful? On Rosh Hashanah, we put all that aside and we recognize, Hashem, you're running the world. We take Hashem and we say, Hashem, we are taking you as our king. The purpose of Rosh Hashanah, we do not pray about the new year. Rosh Hashanah is the day where we stress, God, you are running the world. You are the king of the world. Today is when you created mankind on Rosh Hashanah. And so today, mankind recognizes that you are king of the world.